This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone and listen lines are down across the board. They don't work, and we'll let you know when they do. Rich Eben's with us. Offgridmontana.com. Welcome, Rich Eben.
Well, thank you, Vince. I know I'm going to regret it, but how are you doing today? No, I didn't say cars.
Since you mentioned cars. Well, you know, I did want to say something about cars. I'm glad you mentioned cars, Rich.
Imagine my shock.
You know, well, I was thinking about the number of vehicles that I hear with brakes that squeal, screech, and we're not paying attention. I'm not talking about you, and I'm not talking about me, but I'm talking about the young people. I think that when they hear clunks when they drive, they turn up the radio. When they hear the brakes squeal, they turn up the radio. And it's not going to fix the problem. I can guarantee it will not fix the problem. So I just wanted to mention to our class, if you have a young person in your family and they're using an automobile, you might want to listen to when they decelerate. And if the brakes are squealing, that means either the pads are worn, that means the rotors are worn, that means there's a loose brake part rattling around in the brake drum and brake system assembly. Now, most cars have all-wheel disc brakes, but some still have rear drums because rear drum brakes are less expensive. By the way, drum brakes, when they're adjusted properly, will give you more miles per gallon than disc brakes will. And they're less expensive, but you have to adjust them, and that's the problem. So who wants to adjust brakes, right? It's too hard. So most cars have disc brake systems, and they have these metal tabs that are designed to be wear indicators. And they'll tell you when your brakes are worn to the point where you're just about ready to destroy your disc brake rotors, which are way more expensive than just replacing pads. Heck, you can replace pads yourself for $20, maybe $25 if you decide to get the more expensive ones. But there's a little tab, and when the pads get thin, you'll hear a high-pitched squeal. Normally when you're turning the steering wheel and braking, okay? But when it gets worn even more than that, it will squeal when you're in-line stopping. That is the point where you need to look at your brakes right now. I mean, you know, when you get home, look at them. And you probably are going to want to replace the brake pads. And you can do that yourself. There's plenty of videos to tell you how to do it. And then also, young people don't seem to be paying attention to the clunks when they're driving. They turn the steering wheel and there's a thunk or a clunk. And that's usually the tie rod ends are worn. The wheel bearings are not adjusted right or worn or broken. Or the wheel hub bearings are worn or damaged. The steering rack is worn or damaged. Or there's worn stabilizer bushings. And ball joints. So when your steering goes clunk, that's something you should look at. And you can look at it yourself. You can have you can kind of crawl under some cars, not some are too low, but if you can crawl under it, you can have somebody and make sure it's parked. It's not going to roll over you. If it's, you know, you want to be on a flat surface, you want to have the emergency brake set and it in park, and you want to push down on the vehicle and see if you can find where that clunk is, and that'll tell you how serious it is. But the last thing you want to do is drive with a vehicle that clunks or squeals, because that's not good. That's not normal. That means it's about ready to fail. And if your tie rod end fails, breaks, you're going to end up crashing into someone, crashing into something, or losing control. That's the way it goes. And your brakes, if you can't stop, that's a terrible thing. Because you can crash into someone, lose control. So please pay attention to that. And that's all I really wanted to say about cars. But I only did that since you brought it up, Rich.
Vince, you are funny. I think everybody knows when you talk about cars, your neck swells and everybody can see it. But, you know, when you were talking about cars, you were talking about squeaky brakes. You know what I immediately thought of? That is a metaphor for the ignorance, apathy, and indifference phase that we are in as a nation right now. It's like you said, turning up the volume. A lot of people are, unfortunately, turning up the bread and circuses, and they aren't seeing the forest through the trees. What I mean by that is the powers that be are doing everything to create precedence. Precedence to eliminate free speech. Precedence to normalize pedophilia. Precedence to increase electric costs and energy costs. Precedence for everything. And I think we need to talk about that today. And as you know, Vince, I always have some articles that I have prepared for our broadcast. And I think what we need to, you know, speaking of metaphors, I think what we need to think of right now, and hopefully President Trump and William Barr may hear this, and use something that they could remember as a metaphor. We should title it Mike Tyson. And I'm saying to President Trump and William Barr that I could defeat Mike Tyson in his prime in a boxing match at 21 years old, with me being almost 60. If I had the same strategy that Trump and Barr and the powers that be in the White House is using today. And what I mean by that is when you live in an emperor has no clothes society where people are afraid to speak up, and the people who are producing the lies, propaganda, false flags, and hoaxes are crying wolf every day, like the so-called left Democrat Party, which is not the Democrat Party anymore. They are the globalist elite, and they are funding all of it, all the propaganda, all the lies, all the false flags, all the hoaxes. And this is why we need to declassify all this stuff that we've been asking for. I mean, the whole system is fake and phony. It's overbuilt, the system. There's too many government workers. There's too much overspending. There's too much corruption. There's too much manipulation. I mean, government in general needs to be reduced by 95%. 90% of the people vote Democrat because they care about their own self-interest, high benefit package, and pension. 75,000 people are in the State Department alone. 38 million employees, federal employees, are either paid directly or indirectly by the federal government. And what the left is doing, they're literally selling political correctness and perception through management of polls and focus groups. Everything is phony. And going back to declassification, I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. We need not just the FISA warrant documents declassified. We need Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation crimes to be declassified. Everything to do with Epstein and pedophilia. All the geoengineering and weather modification tools from the big corporations and the Rothschilds of the world. We need all documents related to Barack Obama and the billions of dollars of cash given to Iran. All the documents about 9/11 and everything related to hidden alternative energies that would benefit the people. Folks, if I don't care, you know, I'm a Trump fan, don't get me wrong, but I also say it like it is. And we're at the point right now where if they don't do these things that need to be done, anybody can step in the ring, including a 60-year-old Rich, and beat the living bejesus out of Mike Tyson. Because if Mike Tyson doesn't fight back, and I have 12 rounds to knock him on his ass, even a 60-year-old Rich who's lost 95% of the strength of my arms and hands, thanks to GlaxoSmithKline, will be able to do this. So I really feel that citizen review boards are absolutely necessary, because I don't think these crooks are going to be arrested. I think that maybe a couple of mid-management people arrested and have their wrists slapped, but the big wigs, I think, are going to walk free. And I think it's up to us to start new precedents, to start citizen review boards, and start arresting the people at the very top of the big corporations and big government who are doing these crimes. They set precedents every day, like this Blasey Ford. You heard me talk about the Kavanaugh effect. Well, now every man's a gang rapist. Basically, that's code for no adult mutual consensual sex. So the establishment is using women to eliminate due process. You see how they manufacture these precedents? And even though most of these women who attended this so-called fake hearing, most of them admitted to them lying. And what happens? Kavanaugh will forever be known as a gang rapist at the highest court. So when you manufacture all these precedents, it's just like this whistleblower scam. It's all falling on its face. How can anything, you set a precedent and you change the rules a few days before the hearings, saying that it can be second, third, fourth hand information and hearsay? Who does that? Basically, you can pay anybody to be an actor. That's all that means. If you can't, I mean, I think we should talk about this, Vince, today. Like, last week you mentioned Operation Nightingale and how the Catholic Church is taking databases, and the Vatican is taking databases from the Catholic Church to steal people's medical information. And I talked about HIPAA being a fraud all along. It basically hides the inadequacies of the system. Everything, what they're doing is they're telegraphing what they're going to do next, and they're making precedents. Again, normalizing pedophilia. And here's a precedent. Vince, you mentioned, we talked privately a bit yesterday, and you wanted me to talk about one article in particular, and I've got a bunch here. Berkeley instructor, rural Americans are bad people who have made bad life decisions. Now, I want to dovetail two other articles with this. Consumers will be hardest hit in New York utility clash. Next article, Ukraine, Crimea, and politician children are getting on board of oil and gas companies, like the Hunter Bidens, like the Kerry's son, Pelosi's kids. You know, basically, it's pretty obvious that they are going to, and it could be for the Saudi Aramco deal, energy is going to go through the roof.
Energy costs are going up, yes. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Richievin.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're back. Amazing, absolutely amazing. The internet connection went down just after we went into the break. I called Jason and said, we'll need to connect via phone. He put me through on the phone. And just as the intro was ending, the internet came back. So that's what that little hiccup was, class. CenturyLink, the finest telephone network in the galaxy to avoid, if you can. CenturyLink. So I have to call them and get another $50 credit for what they just did. Absolute outrage. So I gave you the number a few weeks ago. So if you have that number, you give them a call and tell them what you think and how you want your $50 credit. If enough of us do it, maybe, just maybe they might fix the worst telecommunications system in the galaxy. Rich, we were talking about Operation Nightingale. We're talking about how the Catholic Church sold private medical records. Yeah, that's what they did. Talked about a University of California, Berkeley professor saying that rural people are bad people. Now, I'm trying to think who would be rural. That would be Rich. That's you.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah. Let me give a few more.
And Norm Shealy.
Yeah. Yep.
Gwyneth, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, what they want to do is they want to cultivate followers, and they want to give as little options to people as possible. They want you to eat GMO foods. They want you to take vaccines that are dirty. They want you to eat red dye and meat. They want you to not eat organic. They want you to have fluoride in your water, which is a main ingredient in rat poison.
China labels it as a pesticide, creates tooth decay, brain lesions, makes women sterile, makes the populace docile. They want you to eat steroids, hormones, antibiotics in your meat. They love GMOs. They love pesticide-fed cattle. They love cloning livestock. They love the modification of proteins, enzymes in a lot of your food so your shelf life in the stores can be greater. They love lack of absorption of nutrients, metabolism, excretion, poor homeostasis in the body. They want your gut to be destroyed so you can't absorb the good stuff and you fight off the bad stuff. They want basically immune suppressants to take over your life and not immune stimulants. And they want you to know that vitamins and minerals don't come from the soil, which they do. So basically, you can be fed anything that looks pretty that means nothing. So that being said, let me go back to this article. An instructor of the University of California, Berkeley, imagine my shock, said Americans who live in rural areas are bad people who deserve uncomfortable lives. Apparently his name, or her name, I guess it's his, but who knows these days, is Jackson Curtin. And according to his website, he's teaching multiple philosophy courses as a graduate student at UC Berkeley since 2013. Some of his quotes were, "I unironically embrace the bashing of rural Americans. They as a group are bad people who have made bad life decisions. Some, I assume, are good people, but this nostalgia for some imagined pastoral way of life is stupid, and we should shame people who aren't pro-city. And rural health care should be expensive for these people. It should be uncomfortable to live in rural America, and it should be uncomfortable to not move." Well, Jackson, you know, here in rural America, there's a lot of hypocrisy what you're saying, because a lot of people can't even sell their properties in order to move in the first place, because 80% of this phony economy that Donald Trump inherited, people can't even afford to buy. And they're stuck in urban suburban areas, so they have to live with just some of the things that I mentioned earlier. And this is basically what I was talking about. You know, it's pretty obvious they want to increase the rate or increase the cost of not just health care, but also of energy at every level. And that's why I dovetailed those three articles together. And it's pretty obvious that when you put corrupt people in this system, they are going to throw out bits and pieces of the narrative and the agenda to make people be followers. And Vince, what do you think about what these articles I just mentioned?
Well, I'd love to comment, and let's do that when we come back. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. And I've got a couple salvos to fire back at the University of California, Berkeley.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another round of public hearings underway on Capitol Hill this morning.
This is the third in a series of public hearings the committee will be holding as part of the House of Representatives impeachment inquiry.
That's the Democratic chairman of the House Intelligence Panel. As the hearing began, that currently has vice presidential aide and Russia specialist Jennifer Williams testifying. The latest Democratic presidential debate will be tomorrow night in Atlanta. 10 candidates have qualified. former VP Joe Biden, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will have the center stage positions. Two prison guards on duty the night that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in a Manhattan jail cell, now in custody, arrested early today on federal charges linked to their failure to check in on him every 30 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're take my when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us, and I was thinking about what you were saying about rural America. Well, I can tell you that an apartment might cost $1,000 a month in a city at an absolute minimum. But if you had 80 acres of land in rural America, your real estate taxes might be less than $100 a year. Okay, that's one thing. And if you've ever flown over a large city, well, like Phoenix, for example, Phoenix, Arizona, and you look down and you think, gosh, I wonder where all that solid waste goes when people, and you'll be flying over Phoenix for 15 minutes. Where does all that solid waste go when people flush their toilets, you know, 10 times a day? Where does it go? And if you think about it, you would need lots of square miles of treatment pools with chemicals added to treat all of that waste that is concentrated in Phoenix. But there's plenty of cities. Dallas, Houston, San Francisco, Chicago. It's all the same, right? Where, how do they do that? And where does all that solid waste go? And what goes down the drain ends up in those sewage treatment pools. And then where does the water come from these cities? Well, it comes from rivers. It comes from lakes. It comes from man-made lakes. And in order to sell that, the municipalities have to add fluoride and chlorine, which are both toxic, deadly chemicals. Now you think about the electric supply. And if you live in a city or an apartment and you want to put in a solar system, how are you going to do that? If you want to be somewhat independent from a power failure, well, you can't. And right now, if you look at the grid, you'll find out that we are just at about maximum capacity. Now, how can we prove that right here, right now? Well, you know that in the past, you've heard the news reports in your locality saying, well, you know, there's going to be brownouts because we can't deliver all the electricity that people want for their air conditioning systems because it's hot. Or we're having trouble delivering all the electricity people want because it's too cold. So for their heating systems. So you know that the grid is fragile. You know that. You know that it is just at about maximum capacity. You know that the delivery system is at just about maximum capacity. So then you hear, well, we need electric cars to drain the grid some more. All of these things really don't make sense. Now, what exactly do cities produce? Well, they used to house the machinery that made clothing. The garment workers were in New York City, for example. I'm just using New York City as an example. We used to make clothing. There used to be tool companies that would manufacture tools. New York City, Chicago, lots of cities had the manufacturing apparatus centralized, and the workers would live in the city, and they would go to work in the city because that's where the machinery was to make the products that people would buy. So what do cities do now? Well, they're great places to collect rats and mice and disease and poop on the street and urine. Cities have become a place where many cities, too much of the cities, have become a place where we don't make the machinery, we don't make the tools, we don't make the equipment, we don't sew the clothes, we don't weave the fabric. We don't innovate in the United States. So what does a city become? Well, a place where you can go and have someone schedule your appointment. Or a place where you can go for fast food. But the fast food is not manufactured in cities. The fast food, the raw materials for the manufacturing of food products comes from rural America. So if the cities want to have a showdown, I'm telling you, rural America will win. Because can we do without electricity? Yeah, we can. It won't be any fun, but yes, we can. But can a city do without electricity? Absolutely not. It can't live without electricity. Now, will some of the rural residents die from not having access to hospitals in the city? Yeah, that's true. And medicine? Yep, that's true. But rural America will be way better off than urban America. And what do we do here at our farm? We raise food. For who? Anybody who wants to buy it. We raise the finest beef in the world, according to me. We really do, because our beef is not injected. It's not treated to puff up and grow faster than it normally would. And I would consider that naturally raised food the best in the world. But yet, we have people who think that the city life is great. And if you talk to our son, one of our sons, he'll say, you know why people go to the movies, Dad? Because they've got nothing to do. And that's the truth of the matter. People who live in the cities feel really stressed. They're breathing more particulates in the air than people who generally who live in the rural settings. More pollution, more toxins, more disease. Of course, because the concentration of people is greater. Of course there's more disease. The cities are so bad, the city management can't even keep people from peeing and pooping on the streets. They can't keep people from throwing out cans and bottles and wrappers and bags out the windows of their cars. They can't do it. Cities are a mess. And that's why I don't live in a city. And if you get a chance, sit down at the kitchen table with your family and say, wherever you may live, anywhere in the United States. So if things get really bad, which road are we going to take out of town? Or which road are we going to take out of the city? Which would be our best bet? And then throw into that equation, how many people have vehicles that are half full of gasoline, you know, half a tank? How many are three quarters? How many are a quarter of a tank? How many are on empty? Because we'll get gas tomorrow. And how many of those people are going to jump out on the road in front of you with their vehicle and run out of fuel? And what happens if just one car runs out of fuel in front of you? Is that a problem? What if seven run out of fuel in front of you? You're not going anywhere. So think about that. And why anybody would live in a city is beyond me. I can't figure it out. But then again, there's plenty of entertainment, right? You go to ball games. Or if you don't want to do that, you can go to ball games. Or you can go out to eat. What a great idea. Because people who live in the city probably don't have enough food to get through 2 days. And that's the fact of the matter. According to what I've learned over the years. Oh, we've got plenty to eat. You look in the refrigerator and the first thing that people say is, there's nothing to eat. Tell me I'm wrong.
Vince, the average American has 9 meals. And let me throw a couple more statistics out at you. San Francisco's new DA, public urination will not be prosecuted. It's hard to believe that title of that article is not a Twilight Zone skit. And you think about now. First of all,
Rich, one second. I was just thinking. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Public urination will not be prosecuted.
Correct.
Okay. I remember when public indecency was prosecuted. Now, public urination is one step worse than public indecency. One is flashing. The other is flashing and depositing. Right? It's worse.
Vince, you're using common sense and logic again in a world that has been bought and paid for. So, folks, remember, those of you who've been hearing me on the air for years should know that I'm from born and raised in the metropolitan area of New York City. I made a cognitive choice to come to the Northern Rockies, to live off the grid, to live off the land, and to have certain lifestyles, adventures, challenges. It's not easy. It's definitely hard work, but it's a lot of fun. I'm building skill sets. I've probably given tours to thousands of people already. I really have opened up a lot of people's eyes to a new way of living. And I know a lot of people that have moved to rural America, not just Montana, but rural America in general, and they're waiting for the crapper to hit the fan. Now, I'm going to remind people, when you're living in urban suburban America, your taxes and insurance to pay for government worker pensions and benefits are through the roof. Now, our economic system is just as fragile. People are saying, where is all the liquidity going that the Fed is pumping? Swiss National Bank now owns a record of $94 billion in U.S. stocks after quarter three buying spree. So basically, where the money's going is to bail out the too big to fails, bail out the too big to jails. I mean, Congress doesn't represent the people. It represents the lobbyists, the PACs, the special interests. They don't even associate with with us little people socially. They represent the funders. So one example is here in Northwest Montana, we have the Libby Dam. Creates a lot of hydro energy. Okay, I don't know what percentage, but I'll bet you close to I'll be conservative and gracious with this statement. I would say 90% of the energy goes south to California. So think about what's happening in urban suburban America. Public university in Michigan bans Pledge of Allegiance because it's oppressive and discriminatory. I'm not making this up. These are all new articles in the last week. Even with better educations, there's another article. Millennials earn 20% less than baby boomers. It's because millennials have been socially and politically indoctrinated in schools. They aren't learning anything. Next article, Illinois school district rules that transgender students can have unrestricted access to any bathroom they want. Next article, Arby's apologizes for insensitive signs asking parents to control their children. If I did anything in a public restaurant when I was a kid, my dad would have beat the living bejesus out of me. See, you get rid of tough love, you get rid of discipline, you get rid of rules, and create a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, this is the country you get. It's basically designed to collapse by the elite. Chick-fil-A to stop donations to charities criticized by LGBTQ activists, and they're going to focus on homelessness and education. Well, I have a little professional begging to do to Chick-fil-A if you're going to not stand your ground and your standards. I talk about self-sufficiency preparedness groups all the time, or schools all the time, Chick-fil-A. We should call this the Berkeley Alternative. Basically, it's living off-grid, alternative energy, how to buy land, what land to look for, raising animals, hunting and fishing, canning, preserving food, handgun defense, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, teaching financial counseling, and our economy. Public schools don't even teach people how to check their balance their checkbooks. Wild and edible plants, nutrition, homeschooling ideas, gardening and farming. Chick-fil-A? That's what you should be doing. Let's educate in education and practice what you preach. We'll be back after the break, folks.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rashida's with us. Now, I was thinking about Jeffrey Epstein, Stein, and the two guards who were supposed to be monitoring him have been arrested. How does this happen? You know, how does he get murdered in prison, in a federal prison in New York, when he should have been on suicide watch? There should have been a camera. There should have been footage of everything that happened. He should have been on camera recorded 24/7, every millisecond. But yet, I think the information that he had that would have come out in court was so damaging that he was murdered. There's no question in my mind that he was murdered. And at the same time, the news is covering Caitlyn, you know, Bruce Jenner, the guy who wanted to become a woman. Well, they've got him in a bikini. They've got him in a bikini, and he is part of a reality show, and 24 hours into it, he started crying. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing meltdowns. So we took a former athlete. He decided to triathlon. I mean, top of the heap, right? He takes hormones. He wants to have breasts, and now he's got them. And he wants to be a girl, but he can't be a girl because he really is a guy. And he's all twisted and confused, and he melts down, and he can't do his reality show. It's just tough. And what we're seeing, class, is young people. Young people in their 30s melting down because they can't cope. They can't cope. I got to tell you, a tough situation for trying to cope would be the first Great Depression. That'd be a tough situation. No food, no prospect of a job, no heat, having to walk the railroad tracks to pick up little lumps of coal that fell off the cars and get them in a bucket and walk miles and miles to get a small bucket. So you might have some heat for one night. Or being in the Dust Bowl in the 1930s, out our way, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Missouri, and having the dust so thick that you can't see 10 feet, literally, that you wouldn't be able to walk out your door and go 10 feet without getting lost. And having silicosis, all this dust going into your lungs and choking you and all of your farm animals. And living in a house that there's no way you could keep the dust out of. And every morning, you'd have to sweep buckets and buckets and buckets of dust off the floor of your house every day. Talking about coping, and so we have these millennials that can't cope. They have no idea what it's like. They have no idea what it's like to live on a farm and deal with life and death all the time. All the time. Rich, have you had any animals die? Of course.
Well, of course I have, yeah. Well, Vince, let me comment on what you just mentioned. First of all, when you brought up Jeffrey Epstein a moment ago, they're obviously setting the precedent, so they're trying to, again, protect and normalize pedophilia and even put gray areas in the word legal. For example, article here, Watergate prosecutor fumbles in debate with Breitbart's Joel Pollack. What impeachment does not center on is legal, illegal. They're trying to basically put gray areas and saying it doesn't have to be illegal to be impeached. And talking specifically about Jeffrey Epstein, NBC reporter arrested for asking 9-year-old for sexual photos. Happens to be a friend of Adam Schiff's. Next article, royal family biographer defends Prince Andrew from please listen to this carefully, folks. Soliciting sex from minors is not pedophilia. This biographer, she said, soliciting sex from minors is not pedophilia. We've talked about this on USAPrepares.com a million times, how the powers that be are changing definitions, changing words. This is why you have to go to an old Webster's dictionary or any credible dictionary that's older than 2009, because the technocracy is literally controlling the agenda and the narrative. Here's another article. This came out, I believe, in the last 24 hours. New York jailbreak. Law to free suspects accused of manslaughter and child sex crimes. They are trying to set the precedent for normalizing pedophilia. Vincent.
Normalizing pedophilia, kind of like being an altar boy in the Catholic Church and being approached, kind of like being a Boy Scout and being approached. Normalizing pedophilia, it's wrong. It's absolutely wrong, and that's why I come out so strong against homosexuality, because it's wrong. It's never going to be right. I'm never going to relent. I'm never going to say, well, it's okay because it's done in the privacy of their own homes. It's sick. It's sick. And our son was in a hotel, and two homos are going at it in a room above him. And even the hotel didn't want to stop it, but he made him stop it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.